Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 407. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with a track by Black Kids from Atlanta, Georgia. The song is called Rookie, and it's the title track from the band's new album. They released that earlier this year on Bandcamp, though it's getting an official release on vinyl and other mediums on September 15th of this year, and it will coincide with a nationwide tour. It's very nice to have the band back. I think the last album was back in the aughts, and this one picks up where the last one left off, but then adds a lot of new flavors. Some of it goes straight up dancey that are very, very good. That song I just played there, very poppy, but definitely more in line with the Too Much Rock material than some of the dance floor bangers. Anyway, as you might hear, I'm low fidelity, which means I am not in my studio. Instead, I am in a hotel room in Eureka Springs, Arkansas, enjoying a nice vacation and taking a few minutes out of my day to give you a good podcast. Hopefully, we all win on this one. Kind of a short podcast for you this week, but some good music. Let's jump into something here by Allison Crutchfield. The song is called Expatriate. Thank you.
disaster, some things remain intact, and I am worried. Yeah, I still worry all the time. The things you used to hate about me are all heightened now. But I love myself, or I'm figuring out how to not always apologize just cause I'm the one who's always so upset. I am losing my shit all over your summer land, in the backseat of the van, or in hotel bathrooms. I will always love you, but I'll throw my suitcase down. I'm a tourist in this town.
That set worked out pretty well. We started things off with Alison Crutchfield with the song Expatriate. That's on the album Tourist in This Town, which came out January of this year on Merge Records. I somehow missed that at the time, but was reminded of its existence when the new Waxahachie came out. The connection? Well, Alison Crutchfield's twin sister is Katie Crutchfield of Waxahachie. Now, this album is very good, and the lyrics are really what makes it, so put the headphones on, dive in deep, and you're going to be rewarded. After that, we heard from Tommy Keen with the song I Want It to Be Over Now. That's on his album Laugh in the Dark. His latest album came out September of 2015 on Second Motion Records. I miss that one entirely, as sometimes Tommy Keen stays under the radar. I think he does for everybody, and that's kind of been the story of his career, but such good, wonderful, powerful pop songs that are timeless. Tommy just came through town playing with Matthew Sweet at Knuckleheads, and when I saw that was happening, I dug in to see if Tommy had a new album and realized he had an old one that I missed, and I'm very happy to have picked that one up. And there's several songs on there that are just timeless and wonderful. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week, I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Anyway, more music here for you. Let's jump into something by Charm Pit. The song is called Vacation. I thought I'd give you a minute to recover from that one. That was Katie Ellen, the project of Annika Pyle, ex of the band Chumped, with the song Sad Girls Club. That is on the new album Cowgirl Blues, which came out July 14th on Lauren Records. It is a wonderful album, very confessional and raw, and I think that makes it, it packs a punch, let's just say that. Before that, we heard from The Regrets, the song Lacey Lou. That is on the album Feel Your Feelings, Fool. Came out earlier this year, January, I think, on Warner Brothers Records. That band from Los Angeles, California, and a band that I just discovered. That song there I like. It's got the most rock to it. A couple other songs are probably better. They've got bigger hooks, but they're kind of corny. I don't know. It's very polished and kind of reminds me of how I felt when that first No Doubt album came out on Interscope, where something just didn't seem like it was for me. But there's some good songs on there and maybe a band that you should check out and enjoy their funny videos. And then before that, we started things off with Charmpit, who also made a wonderful video as well for that song Vacation. That is on the EP Jelly, which came out July 14th on Caroline Records, a band out of London in the UK, who are doing very good things and getting lots of press. And I wish I could see them, but the chances of them playing in Kansas City are pretty slim. I'm about out of time, so let's wrap things up. I want to let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 407. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media sites like Twitter or Facebook at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, some things coming up here. On the 20—everything went crazy. Let's just leave that in there, and I'll remind you that I am in a hotel that reports to be haunted, so maybe we have just caught the ghost of, I don't know, some cowboy that's supposed to haunt this floor. Every old hotel has to have a ghost tour, and unfortunately I got drug on one yesterday in the guise of a history tour, but then when they told me to pull out my phone and put a ghost hunting app on it, I had to roll my eyes and it hurt them. Anyway, looking at the concert calendar, on the 25th, Social Distortion at the Liberty. The 27th, Warp Tour is happening at Sandstone. Or there's a Ghost Mice show, or just actually kind of solo Calvin at Decade in Lawrence. Looking at the 28th, Radar State's first show is playing at the Riot Room. Rat Boys are playing the first at Record Bar. Slayer's playing that night at Sandstone. Julian Baker on the 5th at the Granada. On the 10th is Wormreich at Riot Room. 11th, Big Iron at Record Bar. The 12th, New Pornographers at Liberty. The 15th, Die Antwoord at Uptown. That should be so much fun. The 19th, Architects are playing an early show at Mills, all ages and free. On the 20th, Father John Misty at the Crossroads. 25th, Mighty Mighty Boss Tones at the Warehouse Arts in Lawrence. Or Train Dodge is playing at Minibar. The 27th, Ben Folds at Liberty. 30th, Bleached at the Riot Room. And that takes us through August. Lots of new things on the website since we talked last. There are photos and videos of the Giant Dog Salty Short Weather Show. Photo and video of the Esme Patterson, Brandon Phillips, and the Condition and Slight Show. Photos and videos of the Lucy Dacus and Schwervon show. And there should very well, by the time you see this, or hear this, I guess you don't really. Anyway, Matthew Sweet and the Tommy Keene show, photos and video of that should be up as well. Anyway, one track left to play, and it is a band from Paris called Lion's Law. Originally very much in the Oi set, though I think they're expanding into just a more melodic punk feel lately. But this track here definitely has that Oi punch to it. The song is called Give Back the Glory, and it's on the album From the Storm, which came out November of last year on Long Shot Records, and one that I missed, and I'm not sure if I enjoy it as much as their last album, but it's solid, and should get your blood moving, and let's end things there with a scream, not a whimper. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week. The glory it once was. All the stars.
From the club, everywhere we go.